Morning. We'll start the day with the Lord's Prayer and then the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father,
Lord in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Really?
That's...
How you got any changes or anybody changes of the agenda? It's pretty hard to change anything or we shouldn't have showed up, right? Tell me, you have a copy of the agenda in printed form. Motion, please.
Make a motion to approve the agenda for Sussex County Council, August the 5th, 2008, as in printed form.
Move to second that we approve the agenda as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. There's a...
I
understand. I had it deleted on mine, so that's cool. Jim, correspondence, please. I know you have some.
We've got a few items. First is a letter from the Friends of the Georgetown Public Library thanking council for a grant given toward their race walk fundraiser. Next is an email to Joe Thomas from the chief of the Slaughter Beach Fire Company, thanking them for the efforts of the shift workers that were on duty and assisted through GPS locating equipment and helping the Coast Guard locate people that were on a disabled vessel in the out in the ocean. Next, a letter from Delaware Army National Guard. This looks like a letter that probably should go to Mr. Baker or Ms. Webb, but it's asking for consideration of council assisting them financially and putting on their comprehensive summer camp. It's called the Delaware National Guard Youth Camp.
Okay.
Next is a letter from the Georgetown Fire Company thanking council for a donation toward their annual golf tournament. And the last item is a thank you card from Bill and Doris Trice, thanking council for the efforts of county employees in helping to make repairs to their home. And that's all the correspondence.
Thank you. Any other correspondence from council? Being none, Hal, good morning.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, members of council, we have the county administrator's report here that I'm passing down for today. The first item included in this report is a report from the Delaware State Police for June of 2008. Attached is a copy of the June 2008 report from the Delaware State Police. As per the report, 4,587 complaints were processed in Sussex County during the month. There were 1,196 criminal arrests and 4,210 traffic arrests during the month. Next item is a beneficial acceptance. The Engineering Department granted beneficial acceptance to Fairway Village Phase 1, Agreement Number 681, on July 29 of this year. The developer is Estates of Fairway Village, LLC, and the project is located in the town of Ocean View at County Road 84 and County Road 368 in Millville. In the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 30 single-family homes, 8 townhomes, and the community area. Included with this report is a fact sheet on the project that's attached. Third item is building code in Hilti Firestop Seminar. Attached is a copy of a notice regarding a free seminar sponsored by the County Building Code Department. The seminar will occur in the County Council Chamber on August 14th of this year at 9 a.m. regarding fire stops. Please contact Mr. Andy Wright for further information. This seminar is open to the public, including contractors and town inspectors. And our last item on the administrator's report is Wi-Fi connection access at the Circle in Georgetown. As per the attached news release, Sussex County Information Systems Department has worked to provide access to the World Wide Web through Wi-Fi connections in downtown Georgetown. There is no charge for this service, as per the attached news release. There is no additional cost to the county for providing this service to offer wireless internet access on the Circle in Georgetown. And that is the completion of our county administrator's report.
You're saying that people with laptops on the Circle can connect free of charge?
Yes.
How far does it go beyond the Circle?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it's going to have some circumference around the Circle, but I'm not sure just how far that footprint will reach.
Is that new?
I believe it is.
That's
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. We also, this morning, have some disbursements from our law enforcement grant for your consideration this morning. Actually, I believe there are four. I'll try to summarize them for you. There is one from Dagsboro, who would like to draw their full $25,000 allotment for the purchase of a new Ford Crown Victoria, and it'll be equipped with the mobile radios that the police use. Also, the town of Milford would like to draw $2,757.67 from their annual police grant fund for the purchase of some equipment. I'm not sure, let's see, I'm not sure exactly what this equipment is. It looks like it is weapon sights with batteries. So that's for the town of Milford. The first one was Dagsboro. They're going to buy a police car. They need the funding for a police car.
Right.
Then I mentioned Milford.
Right.
There's also a purchase for another police car for the town of Bethany Beach. They'd like to draw their full allotment of $25,000 for a 2009 Dodge Durango with accessories. I've got that twice. Milford, I've got twice. Okay, and lastly, Fenwick Island would like to draw their full allotment of $25,000, again, for the purchase of a police cruiser with equipment. I wanted to read in for you a letter that came from the police chief in Fenwick Island. He asked that this letter be read to you before we consider this. It says, attached you will find our application for revenue sharing grant for fiscal year 2009. With our economy in the condition that it is in, we all have had to deal with budget cuts and the increased cost of running public safety agencies. Once again, the Council of Sussex County has come through, and the grant that is offered is a big help. Please extend to all members of the Council our thanks for this funding that will go a long way to help protect the citizens in our county. This letter was sent by the police chief of Fenwick. And in Fenwick Island, they would like also to pull their full $25,000 allotment for a police cruiser. So I'll try to assemble a motion for you. Be it moved that the preceding described towns, including Dagsboro, Milford, Bethany Beach, and Fenwick Island, receive their allotments from the municipal police grant aid fund.
Carson Downer.
Doing them all together?
Yep.
Yeah. I make that motion.
That's okay, isn't it, Jim? Okay.
I make a motion we allot the grant to the four municipalities.
Second.
We move to second. Do we allot the grant request to Dagsboro, Melford, Bethany Beach, and Fenwick Island? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Mr. Yes. President.
We heard last week that the most recent preliminary audit is probably going to show a $4 million deficit in our last fiscal year. We currently, I believe, are putting a note in with grant checks indicating that, you know, because of a tight budget, those agencies, those nonprofits should not budget, you know, money, these grants, into their future spending projections. Would there be any problem with us putting a similar note along with the checks to these local law enforcement agencies, just in case this money dries up in the future?
That's probably wise to do. I would think that would be smart.
I guess it's up to the council, really.
Right.
Anybody got any opinions, yes, no, in between?
I don't have any problem, I don't have a problem telling them to, they shouldn't count on it. I mean, I hope they know that it's a one, it's a, every year, it's just like the realty transfer tax. When the realty transfer tax was given to the county and the municipalities, Mr. Stickles and I think Mr. Baker and I don't know about Susie, but we warned all the municipalities, don't figure that in your budget and don't get in trouble. And a lot of them did and a lot of them got in trouble. And so I hope the police departments and the towns are, take this grant money the same way that it's, could dry up next year. Of course, I want to be here. It's up to you guys, but.
Actually, this, if that's what you wanted to do, these are the first four for the first, for 2009. So now would be the time to decide to do it. We haven't missed any.
It's nothing wrong just getting them a letter saying, you know,
we
don't
did that
forget
for human service grant.
This is a grant.
This is a grant.
Might not stay here forever.
Okay.
We're not Santa Claus.
Thank you.
We can do that. That's,
that's cool. Simple. I mean, I just way everybody, this is a reminder because I think most of them knew that, but sometimes when it keeps coming. Okay, that's cool. We got one other thing.
One more thing, yes, sir. For your consideration this morning, we have a wastewater agreement. This is Sussex County Project Number 81-04 for the Long Neck Medical Office, Agreement Number 810. The developer is Dr. Carl Mauscher in Georgetown, Delaware. The location is east 1,500 feet from the intersection of Routes 24 and 5 on building with eight units, one building with eight units. This will be in the Long Neck Sewer District. The size of the building will be 8,995 square feet. It's a medical office building. The system connection charges will total $3,252. We do already have approvals from our county engineering department as well as Denerec, and we're expecting 20 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $8,313.60. The proposed construction cost should be $55,424. And the supporting motion is, I'll read for you. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 810, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and C&J Properties, LLC, for the wastewater facilities to be constructed in Long Neck Medical Office, located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, we approve agreement number, that was 810, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, as stated, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
I dropped it.
Thank you.